Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest has appeared on our show a few times over the last decade because he continues to make his presence known in our state's aerospace industry well before Boeing came to South Carolina. He has been busy buying, selling, and growing companies since 1997, and his latest move is into the global air cargo industry. Steve Towns is CEO and founder of Ranger Aerospace in Greenville, South Carolina, and his newest job title, Chair of the Board at ACL Air Shop. And today, he's in our studio. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike.
Tell us, now for our listeners not familiar with your company, a brief history and overview of Ranger Aerospace.
Mike, I'm going to start with one of my favorite business expressions. It's actually a quote from the ancient Chinese warlord Sun Tzu, who said, "Opportunities multiply as they are seized." And I think that defines what we've been doing for 20 years and what we're doing with ACL Air Shop. Ranger, for 20 years, has been a buyer and builder of aviation services and aerospace specialty companies. We've had three huge buildups that we divested to strategic buyers, and those companies are still continuing to grow. And I think the one that we're doing now with ACL Air Shop, headquartered right here in South Carolina, is ultimately going to be our largest and best venture ever.
Now, what segments of the aerospace industry has Ranger participated in the past?
Well, those three big buildups were Aircraft Service International Group, ASIG, which was airport services and fueling at 56 airports with 4,000 employees. Next, Keystone Helicopter. We quadrupled the size of that company. And then we had Ranger International, which was government technical services and aircraft services in the worst recession in 50 years, which we built from $22 million to $150 million. In the worst recession that you could imagine. So we've been very lucky along the way, supported by terrific people at all levels in the company.
Tell us how this air cargo business showed up at the deal table.
Well, I've joked with people that it only took 16 years to close the deal. When we owned ASIG, the large airport services company, in the year 2000, we tried very hard to buy the predecessor known as airline container leasing. It would have been a perfect turbocharge for the network of ASIG. The deal didn't work out at the time, but I shared the same birth date with the original founder. So just about every year, I would keep in touch and say, "Hi, we just bought a helicopter company. Hi, we just set up a joint venture in Saudi Arabia." And a few years ago, I said, "You know, I know the company's not for sale, but would you consider it? We've got extraordinarily strong capitalization now, stronger than ever before." One conversation led to another. We bought the company in February of 2016.
And so what's the plan from here?
The plan has been written by our airlines customers. We have 215 airlines customers around the world. And the plan is we're going to grow the network. They love us in 40 cities. They'll love us more in 75 or 80 cities. But behind that, there's a whole value creation strategy in terms of not just aggressively growing the physical locations and manufacturing resources of the company, but improving facilities, improving internal systems, improved financial systems, and adding technology for better competitive advantage and better customer service, such as Bluetooth.
Well, tell us what that is, Bluetooth in the air cargo business.
For years and years, the biggest problem that the air cargo manager had was, where's my stuff? On any given day of the week, there are 950,000 pallets and containers flying around in the entire industry around the world. And on most days of the week, you know where most of them are, but not necessarily all of them. It was hard to track them. GPS is too expensive. RFID interferes with flight avionics. We teamed up with Core Transport Technologies out of New Zealand. They perfected low-energy Bluetooth tagging so that every time a tagged pallet, for example, comes into a cargo center, the reader there wakes it up and the pallet says, "Hello, I'm here." So for the first time ever, cargo managers around the world can look at a map on their own portal and see where everything is, right down to what's on the pallet and what's in the container. It's revolutionary, and we're first to market with this.
Now, what does this acquisition mean economically for the upstate, for South Carolina in general?
The company is international. 80% of our revenue is from all around the world, but we're headquartered here. It's been here forever, for 34 years. It'll remain here. We're building jobs here, and we intend to build a new factory right here in South Carolina. So I want to say a word to parents, students, and veterans. Take a hard look at this industry, because if they learn how to work on or around airplanes, they'll probably have a well-paid job for life.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for the update and stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
Steve Towns is CEO and founder of Ranger Aerospace and chair of the board at ACL Airshop, based in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to those companies posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.